Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon A Maniacs. That's right, it is time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Tuesday afternoon. Now, I know that some of our fans and our friends enjoyed a little bit of a day off yesterday, Columbus Day. Not everything was closed. Some of us had to go to work. Some of us had to go to school. But, hey, we're glad y'all are here down here on a Tuesday afternoon. And man, I'm telling you, we had a great bull ride last night at Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena. Lots of fun down there, and, yeah, just great times. Great way to spend some time with, you know, some rodeo folks and really just watch some great bull riding action down there. There was a lot of it, too. Now, they only bucked about 27 bulls last night, but we did have a PRCA cowboy. Mr. Mike Fletcher come down, and he spoke at the Cowboy Church service and was out there on horseback, and, man, great times. It really was. Lots of action, that's for sure. And, you know, I'm telling you, you don't have to pay a ticket price. It just makes it all worthwhile. But, wow, looks like we got some of our fans we haven't seen in quite. We've got Miss Jennifer jumping on board here with us in the chat room. Want to send a big old howdy to you. And welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows. And, of course, as always, we've got fans like Miss Kat Johnson and Emily and Paige, Denise, everybody out here hanging out with us on the chat room. And if you're tuned in on the website, you can go over to Blog Talk Radio by clicking the links, and you can find us right there. Come on over, sign up, and come on down and chat with us. We'll take your questions, your comments, and, of course, always, your cowboy logic. And if you got questions or comments and you don't want to get in the chat room or you can't get in the chat room, you can always give us a call at 646-915-9940, and we will be happy to take your call. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk to us. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know if people are not pushing 1 or not. You know, even some of our guests that we've had call in, I don't know, because I'm not getting a little symbol. You know, before, it used to be in the old format, you get a little hand that popped up that said you wanted to talk, but then you got a little cue there, and I get it every now and again, but not a whole lot. Anyhow, so yeah, make sure when it tells you to that you push 1 on your phone, and we'll get you set up. But, wow, what are we going to talk about here on a Tuesday? I will tell you that I did get yelled at yesterday. That's right, Miss Melanie, Logic Girl, our biggest little fan, she said that she weighs more than 60 pounds. So, Miss Melanie, I will start the show off by saying I'm sorry. She said that she weighs near 80 pounds, 80-ish, I guess. But she is still our biggest little fan. That's how it is, our biggest little fan. So, anyways. That's what we have going on here on a Tuesday. We got phone lines open. We'll take your questions, your comments, your cowboy logic, and we'll sit back and have a good time here on a Tuesday. But before we do, I think we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get into the bull riding rodeo action. We do have some things that we need to talk about. Obviously, I don't know if you guys have seen, like we talked about yesterday, the rumor has been confirmed that GAC will be broadcasting the NFR this year. So you guys make sure that you guys are tuned in to GAC for the NFR, as it will not be on ESPN this year. It'll be going over to GAC. We'll have to figure out how that's going to roll. A little disappointed in that, because I know ESPN had coverage online, and you could tune in online and watch it as well. Well, I don't know how that's going to work now. So we'll just have to find out. But, yeah, we'll take a short break. We'll get ready to take your questions, your comments, and Cowboy Logic right here on a Tuesday. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Troubles ain't nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made some of the bitches. I broke some bones, I took under stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. Polished in my Stetson's on tight, fixing the right for that gold buckle tonight. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tame. Tonight they'll be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girl? Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making 8. Let's buck.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off on a Tuesday morning, afternoon. Shoot, it may even be evening or early in the morning. I don't know. Wherever it is in your neck of the woods, we want to say a big old howdy to you. We're glad that you're tuning in right here to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as it's just about lunchtime right here in the great state of Oklahoma. And, man, oh, man, I'm telling you, we got a busy week ahead of us now. We are heading back out to the new house and starting to get things set up down there. We got to get things rocking and rolling and get the kids moved out there. We're going to stay down here at the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena for the rest of the week and let them finish out school down here. Our youngest, little Cheyenne, she has a field trip on Friday, so we're going to let her go to that, her first field trip. So, be kind of cool. Anyhow, we got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you want to talk to us, make sure to push 1 on your phone. Otherwise, we think you're just going to want to tune in and listen online. So, we got a lot to talk about here today. Obviously, like I said, the big news that I got this morning, ESPN will no longer be broadcasting the NFR PRCA. That has now changed to GAC. Now, GAC is a great network, and obviously we got to see a lot of CBR action on GAC. However, next year they are actually moving to Fox Sports Net. So, I mean, what does that say? There's a whole lot of changes going on here within the television broadcasting of these rodeos, and who do you think has the biggest advantage? You know, I'll be honest with you. I think that PRCA moving to GAC is not the best move for them. I think that only shows one thing, and that is that they're struggling financially. I think that we could see something similar to that with CBR. Now, I would say the CBR is actually making strides forward because they are going to Fox Sports Net, and that's a huge network to be a part of and be broadcasting of the bull rides that are going on there. So, I mean, what is your take on that? I mean, if you look at it from a overall perspective, you know, now, I mean, PBR on Versus is still top-notch, but they made a lot of new changes this year. They went to their own television production, you know. They went to their own camera crews, and so things are changing in the realm of the television broadcasting, you know, for these events. Who do you think has the most advantage? Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone, and we'll get you through. But I'd like to know what your opinions are on this deal. You know, like I said, and to me, I think the big disadvantage of the NFR being broadcast on GAC is, you know, with the ESPN networks, they do live video streams of all the sporting events through ESPN. And, of course, bull riding, rodeos, being a sporting event broadcasted on ESPN was pretty fitting. GAC is more of a country music network type thing. Granted, it still is around the rodeo deal. I think that it was more beneficial for the PRCA to be broadcasting the NFR on ESPN, though. Just my opinion. Tell us what yours is. 646-915-9940. But anyhow, what else do you guys have going on? Give us a call. Of course, I'm trying to multitask here, and you know how that goes, especially on a Tuesday. You know, I mean, I'm only our second day into the work week here. But anyways, what else can we talk about? You know, I didn't really write a whole lot of notes down today, so I'm kind of just sitting here with a blank piece of paper, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about on a Tuesday show. Never know, maybe we'll get a caller to call in or something. So I see that some of our fans are just kind of hanging back. I was told that we would get some callers online today, and I'm not sure if they're going to actually do it. Oh, Austin Meyer out in the woods this morning. I don't know if you guys seen that on Twitter, but he is there, and he is in the woods. I tried to get him to give me some lessons. I need some lessons from the Backwoods Boys. We'll see what those guys are all about. Maybe one day during the off season or something, we'll get together and go out there and do some hunting. Be kind of fun. I'd certainly like to. I was supposed to go fishing this week up there with my good buddy Jay Brainerd up there in northeast Oklahoma. He's been out there on the lake. But because we're moving, I'm not going to be able to get up that way this week. And, of course, he had to call me yesterday and tell me that he's caught more fish yesterday than he had in a week that we were together hanging out earlier this year. So, yeah, I hung up on him. But, no, I really didn't hang up on him, but, yeah, I was mad. Anyhow, we do have them phone lines open, and we do want to take your questions or your comments. What's going on with the PBR as they get ready to wind up their season? They've got one more event here, Ohio. And, of course, if you guys follow along with Mr. Cody Burleson and Cowboy Dave, you know that I believe they are planning to be out there. I know we've got a lot of our friends and our fans that are going to be hanging out down that way. It should be a great time as they wind down their season. This is it. I mean, the top 40 are going to the PBR World Finals, and it's going to be interesting. You know, I see that one of our fans, Miss Jennifer, from the land down under, our good buddies over there in Australia, she's asking about the Tamworth event here there in Australia, and asking if anybody has heard about any of the PBR guys, that, whether or not, you know, when they'll be coming down, or who it is that will be coming down. I would like to say that, you know, Jared P. Farley, Brendan Clark, those guys will be there for sure. Probably Luke Snyder because he travels a lot with Brendan. You know, it's kind of hard to say. We will let you know as we find out for sure. And, yes, Denise, that is correct, that they will be leaving ESPN completely in December. So, yeah, it's kind of an unfortunate move. I don't necessarily agree with it. But, hey, guess what? We got a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't take him. 612, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hello.
Well, hello, Miss Emily. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good, good. What you got on your mind?
I was wondering about the last couple of times on when I was watching the PBR, they have showed the cameras on the guys in the back hallways, and I was wondering about that.
You know, I happen to see that same thing myself. And, you know, this is something that we were talking about a lot, especially during the beginning of the season, about the camera crews following these bull riders back there and putting it on them. You know, they did cut it out for a while, and I think it was just to kind of let folks cool down. But the bottom line is they want drama. They want excitement because they feel like if there's drama and there's, you know, stuff like that going on, that they're going to get better ratings. Well, I don't agree with it necessarily, but it is what it is. I mean, we can't stop the PBR from doing it. They're going to do it the way they want to do it. All we can do is send a letter to them or send an email to them and tell them that we're not happy with it, you know. But I'll be honest with you, Emily, I think that we are going to see a pretty big shakeup here at the end of this season. I think after the finals, you're going to see some major things happen. We've talked a lot about a lot of different things, you know, that have gone on this season especially, that we may not necessarily agree with, that we know that some of the bull riders don't necessarily agree with. You know, we've had guys like Reese Cates and several others that have, you know, definitely spoken some concerns that they have. So I think we're going to see a pretty big shakeup. I think that some big things are going to happen. Is it going to be good? I don't know, you know. But I think the PBR is going to have to make some changes at the end of the season. So all we can do is sit back through the rest of this season, wait and see what kind of changes they're going to make.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, I like I said, I don't agree with it. You know, we all were upset about it earlier this season. You know, we talked about it. I explained my opinions on it. You know, I think that it's bad publicity and it doesn't allow these bull riders the chance to go vent, you know. And we're going to end up seeing some of those displays that are inappropriate. And then we as fans may get different opinions about those guys because of what we see back there. But the bottom line is, you know, I blame the PBR because they're putting the spotlight on those guys at inappropriate times. So that's just my opinion on it, though.
Flint said he doesn't get enough TV time.
Yeah, right. Well, that's just it. You know, I mean, if they're putting cameras on those guys back there, then they sure enough have time to put cameras on Flint.
Yeah.
You know, but bottom line is this. I love bull riding. I love the bull riding action that I get to see. You know, whether it be on Voces, whether it be on any other network, I love watching some of these guys go out there and get it done. Now, this year has been a pretty disappointing year, obviously with a lot of talk that we've been, you know, that we've had on here and that PBRnow.com has had, you know, in regards to, you know, some of the changes and some of the newer style modern cowboys, I guess you could say, or modern bull riders, you know. I think that I'm trying to word this politically correct without people coming down on me and giving, you know, getting a bad opinion of me, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. But, you know, I really think that I love the bull riding. I love the bull riders. I love watching Austin Myers, and I love watching these guys. But this year has been a disappointing year to watch a lot of those guys. The only ones that you see consistently riding on a regular basis would be guys like, you know, the Brazilians, Valderon, Silvano, you know. Those guys you can almost guarantee is stepping up and riding week in and week out. We have not seen any other type of consistency other than a guy like Austin Meyer. You know, I mean, you take a guy, no offense, I love Luke Snyder to death. I think that he's riding better now than he has in a long time. But I still don't think he's riding consistent enough. He won one big event that put him up where he's at, you know? So, anyway. Yeah, you know, and we're sitting here looking at here in the chat room. There's a lot of different things that are going on. But, you know, I see a great comment coming in from one of our fans here in the chat room about those cameras bringing in more money. I don't think that the cameras are the ones necessarily doing it. You know, their moves to go to CBS and to broadcast only an hour and a half or, you know, whatnot of the final rounds, you know, is one of those things that fans were really upset about, because they would get edited and you wouldn't get to see all the rides. They'd only show the short round, you know, that type of thing. Well, you know, I can agree with that. But at the same time, they're trying to get more and more fans to these events. It's the only way that they can keep paying for those events. You know, they've got to pack houses. And, you know, it is getting a little crazy. You know, they're kind of running into a situation where it's desperate times. And, you know, that's why they had to go to the pay-per-view deal with The Last Cowboy Standing, which I totally agree with, you know. I think that that was the best move for that event, especially being the first one and not knowing how long it was going to last and guaranteeing us that we were going to get to see all that. I think that that was the best route to go. And I think that if they were to do that yearly, to do the Iron Cowboy and the Last Cowboy Standing, I would pay for it. It would be well worth it. But I don't think any other events I have to pay for, you know. But I've heard talk that they may be moving to another network, too. I don't know. Maybe they're going to ESPN now that ESPN is open. Who knows, you know? I just know that what's been confirmed, and that's the fact that in the last couple months, CBR has moved from GAC to Fox Sports Network, and PRCA has moved from ESPN to GAC. So what's left, you know? We know that the PBR has not had the best success with that networking on Versus. We didn't get a lot of the broadcast because of the, you know, the, I don't know what they call it, that bicycle deal down there in France. I don't know, what do they call that deal? But
bicycle races?
We ended up missing, what's that?
Bicycle races?
No, the Tour de France. That's what it is, the Tour de France. You know, they cut off a lot of the PBR action, so we haven't gotten to see a lot of that stuff, you know. I like the Versus Network, but I think that they cut out too much of the bull riding. But I think the reason why is because of their ratings on there. They're going to make the best business decision for them, you know, and they're going to say, well, we're going to have to cut that to put on the Tour de France, because Tour de France is going to get more viewers and their sponsors are going to pay for it. So, but Denise is right, in our chat room, about how Versus is actually part of NBC now. And it would be silly to leave Versus, but I will tell you, it comes down to money. It comes down to money. And if fans are not out at these events, you know, then it's gonna impact them, and we're gonna have to see some drastic changes. And, you know, I've seen a lot of that. Cats, you know, made a great comment posting about the ticket prices and things like that. Ticket prices have gone up drastically. They're not getting enough fans there, so they have to compensate somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyhow, I appreciate you calling in, Emily, and like I said, going back to it, not to get really off subject, but the cameras following those guys back there has been an ongoing issue this year, and they may address it at the end of the season. I hope that they do. Whether it be it comes down from the Bull Riders taking a stand and saying, look, we don't need this, or it takes a network to say we're going to step in and not follow those guys and let them have their space. But, you know, the whole rodeo bull riding industry is changing a lot, and we're going to have to be flexible, and we're going to have to take a look at what's going on around us and be flexible like we were this year to know that there is going to be a lot of changes. Some of them we may not like. Others that we may like. So I hope that there's more positive outcomes this off season than there are negatives. But I do believe that we're going to get a mixture of both during this off season. I think we're going to get a shakeup. But yeah, all right, Emily. Well, we'll let you go. Thanks again for your call.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. Of course, that was Ms. Emily calling in, bringing us up a great point. About the cameras following these guys back there once again. Just seems like the PBR said, well, we'll mellow down on it for a couple weeks and then we'll get back to it. And, you know, they feel like it creates drama. It creates ratings because people want to see that. Well, I personally don't care to, you know. But then again, I can't blame the bull rider for being back there displaying his anger or whatnot. It's happened behind the bucking chutes, you know. If it happens out there in the arena, then I think they should absolutely face those consequences. But you can't, you know, you can't penalize, and that's really what you're doing is hurting those bull riders. But then again, you take a look at the productions that are happening there, you know. And something that Cody Custer had mentioned on the show on last Friday was that he thought that, you know, these guys are being made into rock stars. And part of that is to create your villains or create your drama, you know, and that's like that with any production. So maybe that's the angle they're going with. It's not just about the bull riding anymore. And unfortunately, the bull riders are getting wrapped up in that. I think they need to stop. They need to take a look back at what they're doing and say, you know what, it's all about riding bulls for me, and that's all I'm going to do is just ride bulls. Not going to worry about all this other stuff that's going on, you know. And it's not every one of the bull riders. It's just some of them, you know. But how could you not get wrapped up in that stardom? How could you not get, you know, wrapped up in being paraded around like a superstar, you know? Taking limousines from the hotel to the arenas, you know. Getting out and have people standing there with flash photography and getting autographs and all that stuff. Well, shoot, you know. I mean, that's any guy's dream, you know. So you can't really blame them. I blame the PBR, but that's just me. It's just my opinion on it, you know. I think that they need to go back to the roots of what started the PBR, and that's just riding bulls. That's what made it fun for the fans to go out there and actually watch. I personally didn't care about all the smoke and the fireworks. Sure, it's a nice display, but, you know, honest to goodness, I'm just there to watch bull riding. That's it. I'm there to watch bull riding, and they've got some great matchups. But if they keep parading these cowboys around like superstars, then those guys take their attention off. They're 18, 19 years old, you know? I mean, it's like those guys, take a look at some of the, you know, and I will tell you this, take a look at some of the guys that are rookies in the NFL or rookies in baseball that start up, they go in there and they get brought right up to the starting lineup. Well, they're made superstars, but then they're killed off within a couple of years. They're worthless. They're no good, you know. They get so wrapped up in everything else that they forget what the root is, and that's playing the game. And I think that these bull riders are the same way. Anyhow, If you guys have questions or comments, please feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. Right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk more bull riding, more rodeo action with you, the fans. So stay tuned.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Makin8.com. No matter if your passion is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Makin8.com. Get a grip.
So don't call me Tex. No, I don't mind you asking about this cast here on my leg. I had a little bad luck with a bull in Santa Fe. It don't me good, but I'll ride tonight, 'cause if I don't, I don't get paid. No, I never thought about a safer line of work with a little more security that won't get me hurt. You can take away my pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat, spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen chain. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie, but I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. Unless you're one of us, you'll never understand. Cowboying ain't just what I do, it's who I am. It's how I think, it's what I feel, it's the way of life I love. No, it ain't like I had a choice, it's in my blood. You can take away my pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat, spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen chain. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie, but I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. You can take away my pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat, spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen chain. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie, but I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. Yeah, I'll be a cowboy till the day I die.
Is we're kicking things off on a Tuesday, talking a little bull riding, talking a little rodeo action with you, the fans. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. If you got questions or comments, if you guys want to talk about something, we'll be happy to talk about it right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. But, you know, I'm seeing some great comments coming in our chat room right now. I wish we could get some callers to call in about them
and actually discuss these issues, but they are some great points. And that was one of the fans, or one of the bull riders apparently had complained about these autograph signings. I'm going to give you a little bit of insight that I know about them. Once again, I want everybody to know that this is just my opinion, but there are some facts that I do know as well, that these bull riders are required to attend a certain amount of autograph signings. And I can certainly understand that. But I will tell you this. If you just had to go and you got slam dunk, chili walk, busted your shoulder up on a Friday, are you really going to feel like going to sit out there and sign autographs? You know? Now, these guys are cowboy tough, and they're going to do it because they do love to do it. But there are going to be times. These guys are paraded around 38 weeks out of the year. You know? Now, in the PRCA and in some of these others, they're not required, but they're requested to go out and actually get some autographs or sign some autographs for these folks. Sponsors will require that they go out there and sign autographs, part of the obligation that they have in carrying that particular brand name. But I absolutely agree with you guys. I don't think that these guys should be complaining about it because it is the fans who go out there. But when I don't necessarily always blame a particular bull rider for not being out there to sign those autographs. And that was something that I was saying. If you got bucked off a bull that you know you should have rode, and he goes back there and he's mad and he's upset and the cameras are on him and they say, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that, and they follow him back to the locker room, where's this guy going to go to vent? And then you know, you want him to go out there and you want him to put on a smile and sign autographs and take pictures and be polite with everybody out there, even though some of them may be out there telling them, hey, man, you suck tonight, you know? And I've heard it happen at events this year, you know, where fans are sitting back there going, dude, you suck. And these bull riders have to look and smile and say, well, thank you. You know what I mean? We'll get him next week. I mean, you know, what else can you say to somebody that says something like that? But I blame the PBR itself and the way they're structuring it. They're requiring these guys to be rock stars and superstars, but they're taking away from the actual sport, you know? And I believe that it's taking a lot of the attention off of what it is that we're there to watch and what it is that we're there to see. Nobody wants to see, you know, the top bull riders come out there and get bucked off week in and week out. Nobody wants to see that. Everybody wants to see these guys ride bulls like they know how to ride bulls. They're the best in the business, you know? So, but they are required to be at certain autograph signings. They are required to be up in the morning for press conferences, to be in front of the media, then to be paraded out to their sponsor locations for autograph signings, and then they're required to be at the bull rider meetings before the production to go over the entire production of how the drama is going to unfold for the Versus Network. And then they're supposed to get on two bulls, you know, sometimes just one, but most of the time two bulls a night, and then they have to be out there signing autographs, you know. So from 8 o'clock in the morning until the event starts, they're paraded around. And then afterwards, they're paraded around. And that's a distraction. So, you know, but yes, you're absolutely right. I think that they are absolutely obligated. Exactly, you know, and that's something that you won't see because, like with the NFL and with those football players, they're not required. I've sat there talking, you know, standing in line to get an autograph from a professional football player who didn't like the way somebody else behind us was talking, made him step out of line and go back out and go somewhere else and didn't sign anything for him, you know. And you're absolutely right. That, you know, we tune week in and week out to watch a brand, and whether it be a Brendan Clark brand or an Austin Meyer brand or a Silvano Alves brand, that's what it is. That's what these guys are. Their names are absolutely, couldn't have said it better myself. but it puts a lot of pressure on these guys. And maybe that's what Cody was referring to about the distractions. Now, some guys can focus and bear down and get things done. These guys are getting paid a lot better money than what they were back in those 80s and 90s, you know. So, you know, it's like, hey, the reason why is because they can do those obligations and still maintain that sport. Well, I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I think something's going to have to give. And I think we're going to see some major changes at the end of this season. I don't know what all they'll be, but I really believe that we're going to see some major changes at the end of the season. And I think we should. So, but I do agree with you guys. I think that, you know, for a bull rider to complain about that, you know, is the wrong thing. But at the same time, we have to get a full understanding of what these guys have been paraded out to do. Not just because they want to, but because they have to. And I know myself personally, you know, if I can do something because I want to do it, I'm going to be a lot more passionate about it than when you have to do it. But just like you guys, nobody wants to get up and go to work, you know, unless it is something that you love to do. And I think bull riders are losing that thought that it's not something that they love to do anymore. It's not fun because they have to go through, they have to catch that flight and be there at a certain time, be at these locations and go from one location to the next location to the next location all weekend long. 8 o'clock in the morning, they're on the morning news, you know, then they have to go to the autograph signings at two or three different locations for their sponsors or for the PBR, and then they have to go and they have to, you know, show up at the arena, and they have to be there in the concourse area, signing autographs, you know, at those booths, and then they have to go down and they have to focus on riding bulls. And, you know, just like Cody said, being in over there in that locker room, you know, he was over with the bullfighters and could hear the Brazilians and laughing and cutting up and having a good time, you know. But then he goes over to the American side, you know, where the Americans are, and he hears a lot of complaining and, you know, griping, and nobody's enthusiastic about being there and smiling and cutting up. And it's not everybody in the locker rooms. It's just certain guys, you know, and it brings down morale. You know, I mean, if you're sitting there listening to that, oh, well, this is just ridiculous. You know, I'll tell you, my first PBR event, been around a lot of seasoned guys that were down there, you know, a lot of seasoned guys there at that event. And I could hear a lot of those things, too. Well, you know, this is just ridiculous. I couldn't catch my flight on time, blah, blah, blah. You know, now I got to go out there and sign autographs, and then I got to be over here in, you know, the panhandle tomorrow night to be at this, you know, photo shoot and to sign autographs at this sponsor location or whatever. And I was like, hey, I'm just glad to be here, you know. I just have an opportunity of a lifetime because I get to stand in this same locker room with you guys. I'm stoked. I'm excited about it, you know. So that was my mentality as a new person coming in and being able to ride on a tour that most people would never get that opportunity to ride, you know. So I was living a dream, you know. But for those guys that have been doing it for week in and week out, you know, 38 weeks out of the year and being paraded around every weekend, you know, yeah, it's going to take its toll. But sometimes you got to keep your mind on the prize, and that is the focus of what it is that you're doing. And that's riding bulls because you love to ride bulls. So I think that that attention needs to be brought back to those bull riders, but I think that some of the production stuff that goes on with the PBR is at fault for that because of the way they're bringing those in. So, oh, looks like we've got some of our fans that are tuned in online. Miss Melanie, our biggest little fan, is tuned in right now at school, and hopefully she won't get in trouble. But she does say hi to everybody, and we are glad that she is there. Definitely don't want to get her in trouble. So keep the volume down low. But, yeah, we're having ourselves a great time here on Tuesday, and we're bringing up some great subjects, and I appreciate you guys giving us some insight, you know. And, you know, Kat, I agree with that. But you got to understand what, you know, baseball players and football players, the bottom line is they're still going to get paid for being there. You know, they're still going to get paid whether they're on the DL disabled list, whether they're just sitting there on the sidelines, you know, they're going to get paid for it. Lowriders are not. So, we're really mixing two different sports, you know, that shouldn't be that way. It's not something that they get paid to do week in and week out. They'll get paid for the traveling expenses or whatever, you know, for being at these events. But you have to be able to ride and compete in the top 40 to stay up there. And if you don't, then you got to go home and you got to fork over $250 entry fees, you know, for these touring pro events to get back to, you know, get back into qualifying standings. So, you know, it's something that we also have to understand. We can't look at it necessarily like those football, you know, players and baseball players, and expect the bull riders to be the same way, because they're in a league of their own. It is different in that aspect, you know. So we can't, yeah, you know. I mean, yes, they do need to pay dues, you know. And they do have to resort to certain obligations. It's part of being out there and being the best in the business. But I'm just checking out some of the comments coming in our chat room. And these sponsors that are, you know, paying for the expenses, absolutely, there are obligations that they have to be there for. And if they can't meet those obligations, you know, and still ride bulls, then they need to find another line of work. Absolutely. I apologize to you fans for giving you a little bit of dead air there, but I'm just trying to read up. There's so many of you fans that are, and like I said, I know that you guys really, you know, to have the chat room open and to give you guys an opportunity to post your questions or your comments and stuff like that there is great. But we have got to get you guys to call in and we can actually talk about it. It helps me out tremendously because I can still scan what's going on while you guys are still talking. So, there's a lot to look at when you're looking at this. It is a huge aspect for the sport, and it does give us an opportunity. That's why we want to go as fans, because we can get closer to these guys. We can be close to the sport. We can get their autographs. We can talk with them on a regular basis, you know. But like I said, sometimes we've got to give them their space too, and we've got to let them vent, you know. You know, and see, the thing of it is we only see what it takes from that one event. So for instance, Kat Johnson being in Connecticut, well, she only sees them in Connecticut or New York or two or three events throughout the year, you know. But they're 38 weeks out of the year. We're not following them for those 38 weeks, you know. So we may have seen this guy get paraded around for the last 5 weeks consecutively, going on 4 hours of sleep a night, and that's without going out and hanging out with your bull riding buddies, you know, after the deals. But, you know, so when they show up, they may not be on their best, you know. But anyhow, like I said, it's just my opinion, but I think that the bull riders have slipped away because of the stardom that was brought up through the PBR ranks, that, you know, because of those obligations, and they do have a lot of obligations there, but take a look at the CBR. Take a look at the guys that are riding in the CBR and how happy and content they are and how little pressure they have. And we had Shane Proctor on talking about the PRCA events as well. That is tremendous when you're talking about, being at that level. And granted, they're not competing for the same amount of money that the bull riders of the PBR are competing for, but the CBR still has the lights and the fireworks, and it's great for the fans, and you can get that interaction, and you can be close, you know. But yet it's a relaxed atmosphere. Shane Proctor said the same thing about the PRCA. It's a place to go and relax. They're still getting sponsored. You know, I mean, take a look at some of the top bull riders in the PRCA. Cinch and, you know, there's so many other ones that are out there to sponsor those guys. Pendleton Whiskey and, you know, there's just so many of them that you see the names on there, and they do autograph signings. But they don't feel like they're being thrown out there, and they're not, you know, they're not getting that opportunity to sit down and focus on what they have to do that night, which is ride bulls, you know? So, absolutely. I mean, can you imagine how Shane Hanshew would feel if he had to take Riata out to four different locations during the day and trailer them around? You'd be flat worn out before you even got to the bull ride or got to the rodeo. And I think that that's what some of these bull riders are getting a taste of, is that they're not having an opportunity. They're worn out. They're flat worn out, you know? I'll give you another quick example. There was a bull rider. I won't mention any names, but there was a bull rider, well-known bull rider, that had to get up and get on the morning news there in Tampa and was paraded around, had to make two or three stops. By the time I got to the Tampa airport, or to the Tampa hotel, which was the host hotel that we were, where the bull riders were all staying, he was out there by the pool, got 10 minutes to go out there and cool off, ran upstairs, went to go lay down and took a nap, missed the bull rider meeting, and ended up getting in trouble. Took a fine because he missed the bull rider meeting. But he had been paraded around all day. He was so tired, you know? It's like, and then you expect him to go out there and jump on 2,000 pounds, sometimes more than once, you know? It's like, wow, you know? These guys go through a lot. So I do feel for them in that aspect. I think that there's a better way to manage it, you know? I think that the PBR could, you know, and Kat, I see your comment coming in the chat room, and it really is a good one. About asking Shane Hanshew that very same question. I don't think he would complain about it. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that I don't think his performance would be as well as it is now if he had to do that for 38 weeks out of the year. If he had to take his horse and they had to go out there and get pictures and sign autographs at three different locations and be on the morning news at that local area, you know, it's just one of those deals that I think that, yeah, it would take its toll, and we wouldn't see Shane Hanshew sitting in fourth place right now in the PRCA standings, you know, because I think it would ultimately absolutely take its toll. So, you know, and I see a lot of that as well. A lot of guys that are making comments out there that they would ride better hungover, you know. And that does happen a lot. I don't necessarily agree with it, you know. I don't know. That one's a whole nother subject. We'd have to spend a whole nother show, I think, talking about that deal. But, yeah, I've heard those very same comments coming out of not just his, but other bull riders out there have said the very same thing. That, you know, they ride better hungover. I don't agree with it. I think that, you know, that these guys, I don't know. That to me is just one of those deals that I think, I think that just raises up a whole nother topic line. We've only got 5 minutes left in our show here. So, but, you know, you take a look at, here's my thing, Kat, it really is a great subject, but if he rides better hungover, where's he at in the standings right now? And I love Sean Willingham. I respect him, you know. But where is he at right now in the standings? You take a guy like Austin Meyer who doesn't go out and party. I've never seen Austin Meyer down there at an after party. Doesn't mean that he doesn't show up to one from time to time, but his focus is not in that party group. He is not in that party group. And where is he at in the standings? Where is he at in the standings? You know, compared to a guy like Sean Willingham. How many events has Sean Willingham won this year? You know? I know Austin hasn't either, but where is Austin at in the standings compared to Sean Willingham? You know? It's one of the things that you got to take a look at. You can't just look at what, you know, he says may have done something better for him, you know? And you know, that is what it takes, you know? Sometimes we got to be different. And I believe, truly believe, that Austin takes pride in what he does. And he keeps his mind focused on what he has to do. He's not winning events week in and week out, but he's riding consistent enough to keep himself up there in contention. And that says a lot for a guy, you know? And he is. He's in fourth place. And where's Sean Willingham? Neither one of them have won an event this year. Neither one of them have won an event this year. But look at the difference in the work ethics. And that between those two groups of bull riders, the partying group and the non-partying group. Take a look at where they are in the standings. The proof is in the pudding, all I can say. Cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of our biggest little fan, our 80-pounder, Miss Melanie Britton. I'm going to say 80 pounds. I thought she was more around 60, but I was wrong, I guess. But here is your cowboy logic, and this is something that I think a lot of the guys in the PBR should take a look at. Gratitude consists of being more aware of what you have than what you don't have. So kind of goes right along with what we are talking about here, gratitude. It's the fans that pay for the sport that allow these guys the opportunity to ride for the money that they're riding for. Because if it wasn't for the fans, then the networks wouldn't be picking them up, the sponsors wouldn't be picking them up and putting in that much money for these guys. So it all, does all come back down to the fans. So something to think about. For those ones that are out there, there's some good advice for you. We're going to wrap up our show here today. I want to thank everybody for jumping on board, man. Some great comments and conversations here. I got to thank Emily for jumping on board here, giving us a call. And I will tell you, like I said, if you guys got questions or comments, we're always happy to have them right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We want your call, so make sure to give us a phone call, 646-915-9940. Program it in the phone. Make an 8 Rodeo Network. That's all you need. Until tomorrow, Rodeo fans, 11 o'clock Central Time, we'll be back at it. Y'all get a grip with Megan8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Don't you know that everybody is a radio receiver? All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn